Revi. Uviyoyim hokem es ha-mishkan. And on the day the Mishkan was erected, kiso he'onon es ha-mishkan. The cloud covered the Mishkan which was la'oyel ha'edus, a tent over the luchos ha'edus. Uvo erev, and in the evening, yiyeh, there always was ala Mishkan, over the Mishkan, kemari eish, an appearance of fire ad boiker until the morning. The Malbim says that although when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, there were two separate amudim, there was the amud onon, which led them during the day, and a separate amud eish, that led them at night. Over here, once the Mishkan was erected, there was only one thing. There was something that looked like a cloud during the day, and the same thing changed its appearance and looked like a fire at night. Kimari eish ad boiker. It appeared like a fire until the morning. Kengiye tomid, so it was always. Heonon yechasenu, the cloud covered it during the day. Umari eish, and it appeared like a fire loilo at night. Ulefihe always heonon mial hoel, and when the onon departed off the Mishkan, which was called the Oyel, v'yachreichen Yisu b'nei Yisrael, then the Yidden knew that it was time to travel. Uvim koim asher yishkan shom ha'onon, and in the place where the cloud would rest, shom yachanu b'nei Yisrael, that is where the b'nei Yisrael would rest. And Rashi tells us that there were three things that had to occur before the Yidden would travel. First, the cloud would appear kikara, like a beam, over Shevet Yehuda. Then the Kahanim would blow with chatzotzrois, with trumpets. And then Moshe would say, Kumo Hashem. And when it came time to rest, the cloud would spread itself like a sukkah, like a shelter over Shevet Yehuda. And then Moshe would say, Shuva Hashem, Rivavais Alfi Yisrael. So it was Al Pishloisha, through three, that they traveled. Through Hashem, through the Onon, through the Chatzotzrois of the Kahanim, and through Moshe, who said, Kumo Hashem and Shuva Hashem. Al Pi Hashem Yisu B'nei Yisrael. Through the word of Hashem, the Yidden traveled. Va'pi Hashem yachanu, and through the word of Hashem, they camped. Kol yemei asher yishkan ha'onon ala mishkan yachanu. All the days that the onon rested on the mishkan, the Bnei Yisrael would stay in one place and camp. Uva'harach ha'onon ala mishkan yamim rabim. If the cloud would stay over the mishkan for many days, v'shamru Bnei Yisrael es mishmeres Hashem, the Yidden would watch the watching of Hashem, v'lo yiso, and they would not travel. And there were times that the onon would only be a few days on the Mishkan. Through the word of Hashem, they would camp, and through the word of Hashem, they would travel, whether it was a longer period or a shorter period. There were times that the onon was on the Mishkan for one night, from evening until morning. And the onon would depart in the morning, and they would travel. A yoimam v'layla, or sometimes it was for one day and a night, v'nale ha'onon v'noso, and the onon would depart in the morning, and then they would travel again. And Rabbeinu Bachaya says that we see from this pasuk that they only traveled during the day, because the pasuk says, when the onon was on the Mishkan me'erevad boiker, v'nale ha'onon ba'boiker, the onon departed in the morning, and they traveled in the morning. And also, a yoimam v'layla, if the onon was there day and night, v'nale ha'onon, the onon would depart the next morning, and they would travel again in the morning. Oyoy mayim, sometimes it was on the Mishkan for 2 days. Oy chodesh, or for a month. Oyomim, for a year. B'harach ha'onon ala Mishkan lishkan olav, yachanu v'nei Yisrael v'lo yiso. If the onon would be on the Mishkan for a long period of time, they would camp there and not travel. Uvehei olo yiso yiso. And when the onon would depart, then they would travel. Al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yiso. Through the word of Hashem, they would camp. Through the word of Hashem, they would travel. Es mishmeres Hashem shomaru. The watching of Hashem, they would watch. Al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. Through the word of Hashem, through Moshe. Al pi Hashem is referring to the onon, which would tell Klal Yisrael when it was time to travel. Biyad Moshe, who would say, Kuma Hashem and Shuva Hashem. The ayin in the Mefarshim who are medayik, why in Pasuk Yud Ches, it says, Al pi Hashem yisu, and then Val pi Hashem yachanu. However, in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, it says it in the reverse. Al pi Hashem yachanu, and then Al pi Hashem yisau. The Shalah asks, why are the words Al pi Hashem, according to the word of Hashem, repeated 6 times over a span of 5 psukim, which discuss the journeying and the encampment of the Bnei Yisrael? And the answer is that this teaches us that it is very important for a Yid to constantly state that his planned activities will take place in Mirtz Hashem or Be'ezras Hashem. For instance, a traveler should say, I am traveling Be'ezras Hashem on such and such a day, and I hope to arrive there in Mirtz Hashem on such and such a day. That's what it means, Al pi Hashem yisu v'al pi Hashem yachnu. These words of Mirtz Hashem and Be'ezras Hashem should always be on a person's lips when he is about to travel, because it is only through the will of Hashem that he will start traveling and reach his destination. Zokt Rashi, Pasuk Tesvov, HaMishkon LaOyel HaEdus, the Mishkon which was an oil over the Luchas HaEdus, HaMishkon HaOsui Lios Oyel LaLuchas HaEdus, the Mishkon which was made to be a tent over the Luchas HaEdus. Yieh Ala Mishkon, the word Yieh Rashi says is Kimoy Hoiveh Ala Mishkon, always was on the Mishkon. V'chein Kol HaParsha, and so is the whole Lashon of the Parsha, it is a Lashon of Hoiveh, something that always happened. An appearance of a cloud was always there during the day, and an appearance of a fire was always there at night. Zokt Rashi, hey olois ha'onon, kitaguma istalokus. Like Targum says, istalokus, which means the onon departed. V'chein, and so too, further on in the parasha, in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, where it says, v'na'alo ha'onon, it also means the onon departed. V'lo yitochen lichtoiv ulefi alois ha'onon. We cannot say instead of the words Hey Alois Ha'onon Ulefi Alois Ha'onon, and instead of the word in Pasuk Chaf Aleph V'Na'lo, it should say V'Olo Ha'onon, because She'ein Zeh Loshen Siluk, that would not mean that the Onon departed. Elo Tzimuach V'Aliyah, that would mean growth and the Onon coming up. If it would say Ulefi Alois Ha'onon, it would mean the Onon is coming, and also V'Olo Ha'onon, it would mean the Onon is coming. However, Hey Alois and V'Na'le means departing. Where do we see that Ola means coming? K'moy, like it says in Malachim, V'hine av ketano, and there was a small cloud, kikaf ish, like the palm of a person, Ola miyom, coming from the west. So we see Ola does not mean departed, but rather coming. That's why over here it says, Hey Olois. Api Hashem Yisu, according to the word of Hashem, they traveled, Shaninu b'melech ha-mishkon, we learned the melech ha-mishkon in the brises of melech ha-mishkon, Kivin shehu Yisrael noisim, when it came time for the Kfal Yisrael to travel, Hoya Amud Ha'onon Miskapel V'Nimshach Agabe B'nei Yehuda K'min Koyret. The Amud Ha'onon would fold itself over Shevet Yehuda like a beam. Taku V'Horiyu V'Taku. And then the Kahanim would blow with the Chatzroitzroiz, a Tkia, Trua, and Tkia. V'loi Hoya Mahalech, and they still would not go, Atcha Moshe Oimer Kuma Hashem, until Moshe said Kuma Hashem. V'Nosa Degel Machane Yehuda. And then Degel Machane Yehuda, the ones who traveled first, would travel. Zu B'Sefri, this is B'Sefri. We have to understand, if Rashi starts off Shaninu B'Melech HaMishkon, how can he end off Zu B'Sefri? And the Mefarshim explained that Zu B'Sefri is going on the last part that Rashi says that Moshe said Kuma Hashem. Kuma Hashem was brought down in the Sefri. V'Alpi Hashem Yachanu, and according to the word of Hashem, they camped. Kivan Shehu Yisrael Choinim, when it came time for Klal Yisrael to camp, Amr Ha'onon Mitame Va'oile V'Nimshach Agave B'nei Yehuda K'min Sukkah. The Amr Ha'onon would come up and spread itself over Yehuda like a shelter. V'loi Hoya Nifrash, it would not depart, at Shem Moshe Oimer Shuvah Hashem Riv V'Yisrael Yisrael, until Moshe said, let Hashem rest over 22,000 Yidden. Have Oimer Alpi Hashem Ubiyad Moshe. That's what the pasuk means further on, that it was Alpi Hashem Biyad Moshe. Alpi Hashem with the Onon, Biyad Moshe through Kuma Hashem and Shuvah Hashem. We know there is a machlokes how the Yidden traveled. Did they travel in a straight line, kikara, like a beam? Or did they travel in a box formation, kiteva, like a box? Maskil David wants to learn that Rashi over here is going according to the Manda Omar that says that they traveled kikara, like a beam. And that's why when it came time to travel, the Onon appeared over Shevet Yehuda, kikara, like a beam, which means that they should start lining up in a straight row. However, when it came time to rest and to stop traveling, the Onon became like a sukkah, like a shelter over B'nai Yehuda, and this was to teach them that now it was time to go back to their regular setup in a box formation, each Shevet around the Mishkan, each one on its proper side. V'yesh, and there are times, Kalema, the word V'yesh means ufa'amim. At times, it stayed a very short time, Yamim Mispar, Yamim Muatim, few days. And sometimes it was a Yamim, a year, Shana. K'moy Yamim Tiegulasai. We find that Yamim can mean a year, like in the Pasuk, Yamim Tiegulasai, for 1 year you will be able to redeem it. And the Pasuk continues, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Asei Lecha, make for yourself, Shtei Chatzotzreis Kesef, two silver trumpets. What does the Pasuk mean by Asei Lecha, make for yourself? Rashi tells us three pshatim. One pshat is that just like the servants blow trumpets before a king, so too Klal Yisrael will blow these trumpets before you, just like it is blown before a king. Asei Lecha, it shall be made for you, it shall be blown before you, just like in front of a king. Secondly, Rashi says, Asei Lecha, it shall be taken from your funds and not from communal funds. And also a third pshat, Asei Lecha, these trumpets will only be used in your lifetime, but after you die, these trumpets will be nignaz, hidden away forever. Miksha tasa oisam. These two trumpets shall be made from one piece of silver, chiseled out. V'hayu l'cha l'mikra eda. Their purpose will be to gather the eda, ulemase es hamachanos, and to cause the camps to travel. And the pasuk explains, v'taku bohein, if they blow a tekiya with both trumpets, v'noyadu elecha kol eda el pesach oyel moed, then the whole assembly will gather at the entrance of the oyel moed. But v'im ba'achas isko, if they will blow a tekiya with one trumpet, v'noyadu elecha nesiim rashi alfi Yisrael, then the nesiim, who were heads of thousands of people, would gather also el pesach oyel moed. So with two trumpets, it was a simen that everybody should gather together, and with one trumpet, a tekiya, was a simen that only the nesiim should gather. Usekatem trua, and if you will blow a trua, v'nosu hamachanois hachoinim kedma, then the camps that camp in the east, which is Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, should travel by this blowing. And Rashi explains that since in Pasuk Hey it says usekatem trua, which means a tekiya and then a trua, and in Pasuk Vav it says trua yisku, which is mashma a trua and then a tekiya, we learn from here that they blew a tekiya, trua, and then a tekiya. So, if they blew with two trumpets a tekiya, trua, and tekiya, that was a sign for the machanes to start traveling, and the machne that traveled first were the ones in the east, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Usekatem trua shenis, and if they blew a tekiya, trua, tekiya for a second time, v'nasu ha-machanois ha-choinim te'mono, and the camps that camped in the south, which was Reuven, Shimon, and Gad, would then travel. Trua yisku l'maseim, a trua will be blown according to their travel, which means a tekiya, trua, and tekiya. Uvahakel es akol, when you gather Klal Yisrael together, tisku uvelo sariu, you will blow a tekiya, but not a trua. The pasuk is telling us how one would know when it was a simen to gather everybody together, or when it was a simen to travel, because by gathering everybody together, two trumpets were used, and also by the time of traveling, two trumpets were used. Therefore, the pasuk says, when everybody was gathered together, tisku v'loisariu, they only blew a tekiya. However, when it was time to travel, it was a tekiya, trua, and tekiya. Uvenei Aaron ha-koyhanim yisku b'chatzoisrois, and the children of Aaron, the koyhanim, blew with these trumpets, v'hayu lochem l'chuka asaylam l'dariseichem, and they will be to you for an everlasting decree for your generations. This does not mean that Moshe's trumpets will be used forever, because we mentioned earlier that these trumpets were nignaz, were hidden, but rather other trumpets were used in later generations for other purposes, like we will explain in Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud, for times of war and also during the Karbonos. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is medayik in the Pasuk that since it says HaKoyhanim with a hay, this teaches us the Koyhanim, the ones that do not have mumen, the ones that do not have blemishes, can blow the Chatzoisrois. But if a Kohen has a mum, he may not blow these Chatzoisrois. And the Pasuk continues that these Chatzoisrois also had other purposes. When there will be a war in your land, al hatzar hatzarer etzchem, against the enemy who oppresses you, you will blow with these trumpets, v'nizkartem lefnei Hashem alekechem, and you will be remembered before your God, v'noishatem me'oivechem, and you shall be delivered from your enemy. And another purpose for the trumpets is, uv'yoyim simchaschem, and on the days of your simcha, which means Shabbos, uv'mayadechem, and on your yomim tovim, uv'roshei chodshechem, and also on Rosh Chodesh, usekatem b'chatzoisrois, and you will blow with trumpets al oloisechem, during the sacrifice of your korban oila, v'al zivchei shalmechem, and during the sacrifice of your korbanei shlomim. And this is referring to a oila sibur, and also a shalmit sibur. During the time that a communal oila and a communal shlomim will be brought, the kehanim will blow with the chatzoitzrois. V'hoyu lechem lezikorin lefnei alekechem, and they shall be for you as a remembrance before Hashem. Ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. Zok Rashi Pasuk Beis, Asei lecha. Rashi is bothered why it says lecha. Sheyu toikin lefonecho kemelech. They should blow these trumpets before you like a king. Like the Pasuk says, Vayihi bishur melech. And Moshe was a king over Yeshurun, over Klal Yisrael. And just like trumpets are blown before a king, so too they will blow before you, just like a king. Asei lecha mishalecha. It shall be taken from your own money, not from communal funds. Asei lecha, ata oisu mishtamish behem v'loi acher. You will be the one using them during your lifetime, and not somebody else. As Rashi says in Parashas Vayelech, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches, that it was Nignaz after Moshe died. Zok Rashi lemikro ha'eda, kishetirta ledaber ima Sanhedrin, when you will want to speak with the Sanhedrin, ushar ha'om, and the rest of the nation, v'tikroyim lesav elecho, and you will call them to gather to you, tikroyim ayudecha tzoytzroiz, you will call them through these trumpets. Ulamasa ha'machanois, and when you will want the machanois to travel, b'shah siluk ha'masois, at the time of the departure of the traveling, tisku behen l'simin, you will blow these trumpets as a sign. It comes out that they travel through three. Alpi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Hashem, who would change the clouds formation. Alpi Moshe, who would say, Kuma Hashem and Shuvah Hashem. Alpi Chatzoytzroiz, and through the blowing of the trumpets by the Kohanim. Miksha, what does it mean, Miksha, chiseled out? Meho Eshes, from a piece of silver, Tase, you shall make it, Ba'akoshes HaKornis, by hitting it with a chisel. The Ayin B'Sefer Maskel Adavid, who asks why Rashi has to explain the word Miksha so many times. If you look in Parashas Truma, Rashi explains it twice. In Perik Chof Hei, Pasuk Yud Ches, by the Kruvim, where it says Miksha, Rashi explains what it means. And then again by the Menorah, in Perik Chof Hei, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. And again over here in Parashas Baloischa, earlier in the Parasha, Perik Ches, Pasuk Dalid, Rashi explains Miksha. And a fourth time over here, he explains that miksha means to be chiseled out from one piece. V'ayim b'maskel adavid. We find the word miksha in three places. We find that the menorah was miksha, we find that the kruvim were miksha, and also the chatzotres. Why specifically these three things were miksha made out of one piece? I once heard a pshat that the word miksha stems from the word kasha, difficult, because hammering something from one piece is quite a difficult task. The kruvim were images of children, and the menorah represents Torah and mitzvahs, as it says, Kiner mitzvah v'Torah ar. And the trumpets were used to gather together and unite Klal Yisrael. Raising children successfully, and also progressing in Torah and mitzvahs, and uniting Klal Yisrael, are all not easy tasks. On the contrary, each one is kasha, very difficult. And each one requires miksha, hammering, and great effort to be successful. Zot Rashi v'taku bahen, and they blew with both of them b'shtehen, with both trumpets. V'hu siman l'mikra eda, and that was a sign that the eda should gather together. Shenemar v'noyadu elecha kol eda el pesach oyel moed. When they blew with two trumpets a tekiya, the whole eda would gather at the entrance of the oyel moed. V'im b'achas yisko, and if they would blow a tekiya with one trumpet, v'hu siman l'mikra nasiim, that would be a sign that the nasiim should come. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'noyadu elecha hanasiim. The Nesiim would gather together. And they would also gather at the entrance of the Oil Moed, even though the Pasuk does not say that in Pasuk Dalet. It is learnt out from a Gzeres Shava in the Sifri. Since in Pasuk Gimel, where it says El Pesach Oil Moed, it says V'noyadu Eilecho, and also in Pasuk Dalet it says V'noyadu Eilecho, so we learn a Gzeres Shava, V'noyadu Eilecho to V'noyadu Eilecho, and just like when they gathered the Eda, it was El Pesach Oil Moed. So too, when they gathered the Nesiim, it was El Pesach Oil Moed. Zok Rashi Usakatem Trua, Simen Masa Machanois, Tkia Trua Tkia. The sign of the traveling of the camps was when they blew a Tkia, a Trua, and then a Tkia. Kach, Hu Nidresh B'Sifri, Minam Mikrois Hayeserim. So is darshan in the Sifri from the extra Psukim. As we explained, in Pasuk Hay it says Tkia and then Trua. And in Pasuk Vav it says Trua and then Tkia. So we learn out it has to be a Tkia, Trua, and then a Tkia. Ubehakiles HaKol, Zok Rashi, Lefishu Oimer, Vohyelcha, Lemikro Edo, Ulamasa Machanois, since it says earlier that the purpose of these trumpets are to gather the Edo and to cause the camps to travel, so we learn one from the other. Ma Mikroho Edo Takea Bishne Koihanim, just like when the Edo was gathered, they would blow with two Koihanim, Uvishtehen, and with two trumpets, Shenemar V'toku Bohein, the Pasuk says they will blow with both of them. Af Masa Machanois, also when the Machanois traveled, Bishtehem, it was with two trumpets. So Yochol, I might be able to think, Ma Masa Machanois, just like when the Machanois traveled, Takea Umaria Vitakea, it was a Tkia Trua Tkia. Af Mikra Eda Takea Umaria Vitakea, when they gathered the Eda, it would also be Tkia Trua Tkia. Umeyato, and then now, Ein Chiluk Ben Mikra Eda L'Masa Machanois. There would be no difference between Mikra Eda and Masa Machanois. Both of them would be a Tekiah, Trua Tekiah, with two trumpets. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says over here, Uvahakilas HaKoil, when they gathered the congregation, Tisku V'loi Sariu. Lomar is to say, She'ein Trua L'Mikra Eda. There was no Trua by gathering the Eda, it was just a Tekiah. Who had in l'nasiim, and so too by the nasiim, there was no trua. Harisim l'shloshtan. So this was the sign for all three. Mikra eidu b'shtayim. The eidu was gathered with two trumpets. Vishel nasiim ba'achas, and the nasiim were gathered with one. Vizu vizu, and both of these ain b'hem trua. It was just a tekiah. Umasa ha'machanois, and the machanois traveled b'shtayim with two trumpets. Aide trua utkiah, with a tekiah trua tekiah. Uvenei Aaron Yisko, and the Bnei Aaron would blow the trumpets. B'mikrois uvemasois halolu, by these gatherings and by these travelings. And they would also use the trumpets al oilo sechem, b'karben tzibur hakosim medaber. The pasuk is referring to an oilo tzibur and a shalmei tzibur. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Mikan, from here, lomad, we learn Malchios, that on Rosh Hashanah we say psukim of Malchios, that Hashem is king, im zichroinois v'shoifrois, together with the psukim of zichroinois and the psukim of shoifrois. As the Maral in Sefer Gur Aryeh explains, that in Parshas Emor, Perik Chof Gimel, Pasuk Chof Dalet, the Pasuk says zichroin trua, and Rashi says over there, from the word zichroin we learn that we say psukim of zichroinois, that Hashem remembers, and from the word trua we learn out that we say psukim of shoifrois, to remember Akedas Yitzchak. Over here the Pasuk is telling us, where do we know that together with zichroinois and shoifrois we also say psukim of malchios? Rashi says, Mikan lomadlu, from here we learn malchios im zichroinois v'shoifrois, that malchios, psukim of malchios, are also said together with psukim of zichroinois and shoifrois. Shenemar, because the pasuk says over here, usekatem, and you shall blow harei shoifrois, that is shoifer. Lizikoroin harei zichroinois, that is the psukim of zichroinois. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, zu malchios, these are the psukim of malchios, because Elokeichem, saying that Hashem is our God, is really saying that Hashem is our king. So we see that together with the zichroinois and shoifrois, we also say psukim of malchios on Rosh Hashanah.